Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back at it. Wednesday morning, a beautiful sunrise out there for all you fine people in Kansas City out there today.
I'm reading my book, The College Football Encyclopedia.
See you in 40 years.
I mean, this is like my childhood. You know, every year you used to get like books for Christmas.
You're gonna look
and things
like Pete Carroll when you finish that.
I opened to my year of birth, 1977, to see what was going on in the college football year. Somebody left this book. It says for Bink or whoever wants it.
You could have left that for whoever off. You could have just said for Bink. It's a solid book, dude.
I mean, in the font in this book, maybe 2-point font. Maybe at best two point.
One and a half,
is it 1.5 single spacing? I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. It's got everything from college football from the beginning of time to 2008. Why is Binkley here already? He's driving in to get the book.
Yeah, he put that back where you found it.
Yeah.
We do it every Wednesday, and we just talked about it, so I want to bring it up again. Because Binkley, I think we got a consensus that Binkley's anti-Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know. I could not tell. I thought he was for him, and then it seemed like no afterwards.
I think he's no, because he wants someone who could be a head coach.
He seemed to be very, very, very into the Shieldhouse thing. Can we get that started?
Let's do it.
Can we get that Shieldhouse to KC?
Yes, that's it.
And we'll give a lot of credit to the text line, because they've been on it, too. So shout out to you listeners out there. You've been on the Shieldhouse thing, too. And Selmo's on it. Bob's on it. Nixon 5.
Hello, America.
But again,
I don't mind that hire at all. It's outside.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
And kind of a proven track record if you see how those receivers work.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look at what they're doing out there in L.A. And that's the thing. You need to have somebody come in that is completely different from what you've been doing, because what you've been doing has not been good, and it's not Matt Nagy's fault. This is an Andy Reid offense. This ultimately comes down to Andy Reid, and I was just kind of going through X a little bit. Mitchell Schwartz had a big soliloquy about the offense and whatnot and whose fault and all of this, you know, the blame for Matt Nagy and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, it's not Matt. It's and what we've been saying. It's all on Andy. Like, Andy has to be willing, and that's where Clark Hunt comes into play. Not Mark Donovan, not Brett Veach. It's where Clark Hunt comes into play and say, Andy, hey, let's think outside the box a little bit, and let's go and get somebody that may be different from a different organization that can bring a new lens and a new perspective on things.
What you did with Mac. But it is the Fesco and Dusty poll question on 96.5 The Fan, The Fan 96.5 on X.
Good point.
Do you want Cliff Kingsbury as the new Chiefs offensive coordinator? Yes or no? Fellas, we are in the way minority.
Yeah.
67.7%. say yes.
Well, that's because they know the name. That's the only reason why. It's the only reason why people are voting yes is because they know the name Cliff Kingsbury, and people like things that they know, right? It just, no matter what it is in life, like if you've got two restaurants in front of you, one's a McDonald's and one's a McDowell's, you're going to go to the McDonald's because you know what you're going to get.
Unless it's owned by Sam.
That is true, that we're not going there. Or Hardee's, because it's not open at all anymore in Kansas City. So you've got a name that people recognize. That's the only reason people are voting for Cliff Kingsbury is because they recognize the name. And I don't care that he knows Patrick Mahomes. I think that's a detriment against him, actually.
Same. Yep. Agreed.
Yep. I mean, we got to get something to Shield House to KC or something like that. Come bring the kid home.
It's too hard a name to spell for a hashtag.
Yeah.
Get house home.
Bring house home.
Yeah, bring house home. Let's go.
Bring house home. That's
bring it. House home.
And it's like Shield Hossie, you know?
It's
like,
weird. I was spelling it the other day. I'm like, what? Two A's? Two A's?
Yeah, forget about it, dude.
You know how you always say time flies and you know you're getting old? I remember watching him play against Blaine Dalton on ESPN in the first high school game of the year because it was the top two recruits in the states of Kansas and Missouri. I guess they're both in Missouri.
So Blaine Gabbert, you mean?
No, it was Blaine Dalton.
Blaine Dalton. I don't even remember that name.
So it was Blue Springs South. He was going to go to Mizzou, and Shieldhouse is going to go to Illinois. So there's that rivalry.
Right, cool.
Rockers, Blue Springs-ish, Blue Springs South, whatever. And they played on ESPN, and Shieldhouse won.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that game because I was like, holy cow, Blue Springs South is on ESPN against Rockhurst. And it was game one of the year, and Rockers won. Shieldhouse won that game. But again,
whatever happened to Blaine Dalton?
I can tell you. Some trouble.
Oh, okay.
Not great. Not the greatest story, but one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen play in Blue Springs High School history. I mean, just an absolute stud at baseball, stud at football. In fact, his funny story, I played sports with his brother, Ryan, and grew up with him. And he was class of 09, I think. Blaine was class of 09. We were class of 06. So he's 3 years younger than us. And when we would play a baseball practice and we had guys missing, Blaine's dad, Jim, would be like, hey, Blaine, you want to come out here and play? Best player on the field. 3 years younger than us, best player on the field. He's like, can I get some hacks? And we throw to him, ding, ding, ding. And I hadn't seen him in like probably like 5 or 6 years. So I did a PA announcing for Blue Springs High School my senior year because I wasn't an athlete anymore. I'd lost that many, many years before that.
Right.
And I remember it being like, now batting Blaine Dalton. And I was like, is that George Brett? Same stance, first pitch. Piss missile over the center field.
Really?
Blue Springs South. I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that's getting way off tangent.
But those are the years that I was over in St. Louis. So I remember the whole Illinois thing with Nathan Shieldhouse and being a Kansas City kid. And because Illinois was big over there, you know, there wasn't much else going on.
Yeah.
And so you talked a lot of Illinois football at times, but I remember him playing for Illinois and go, man, that kid from Kansas City, that's a pretty good kid. And look where he is now. He's, you know, with the LA Rams doing great things from a coaching standpoint. And he's one of those guys, you know, you asked me about what I like. He's literally worked his way up. He went from a high school player to a college player to an assistant coach to the grunt guy and kind of worked his way up the ladder and has experienced everything. I really do like Binkley's analogy or, you know, kind of explanation of I want to hire guys that I think can be good head coaches. That's a brilliant way really to look at it. And more coaches should do that. But you know what happens? And I know this for a fact, the ego gets in the way. And most of these head coaches that have gotten jobs are 33, 34, 35 years old. They don't know who they are. They don't want to let go. They want to be the guy. Look at the Gannon guy out there in Arizona right now. Look at all these young coaches. They fail because they don't surround themselves with people that could potentially be better than them. And that's what you need. If you really want to be your best in the NFL or in coaching or whatever it is, you need to hire guys that could potentially take your job. And then you need to be like Andy Reid and have the confidence that I'm Andy Reid. Nobody's taking my job. I don't really care who I hire. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to hire the best people that I possibly can, regardless of scheme. I love that. Make sure he's a head coach before you hire them as a coordinator type stuff from Binkley. I thought that was a really good way to look at it.
And a lot of McVay's tree has been. They've become head coach. They've become good head coaches. And it's not just McVay's offensive mind. He's obviously curating. He's
well, that's the thing
people.
Right there, learning how to be a head coach it's completely different from being a coordinator. It's night and day different. I mean, once you become a head coach, you really don't do much with the X's and O's in most places. You're the CEO of an organization. And so it's completely different. But I like the fact that he is kind of on that track. And that's the kind of guy, the guy who's going to take that next step that comes from a different lens of everything that's been going on here in Kansas City.
And you never know. Maybe it's a new relationship that builds with he and Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know Mac 2 years ago, and I consider Mac a good friend.
Yeah,
absolutely. A lot in common. Would never have known Mac. He gets put in this situation. I get put in this situation, and it works.
Yeah.
and it's happy and it's nice. And then you never know. Maybe like Pat's like, dude, that's a good idea. Let's put these two together. And he looks at Pat and Pat looks at him and they go, hey, let's try. And all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
High hopes.
Yeah. Don't panic at the disco, but you got to go out there and say to the head coach, this sounds like a good idea. You know, you got to make Andy think it's his idea to go out there and hire a Nathan Shielhouse or somebody different that is going to give that lens. If they get Kafka or Bieniemy back here, I'm going to be very disappointed. I really am. I'm going to be very disappointed.
Totally.
At Andy more than the situation, because I think they can do better than that. And familiarity right now is why they were 6-11.
From the 641, before we get out of here, Nate Shielhouse and Breece Hall were at Iowa State at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Drop?
What is it?
What's coincidence?
Oh, I don't have that coincidence. I think not.
No doubt. Coming up next, we'll get into Max Pack, Bob's Bottom Feeders, and some over-unders for baseball plus one word. It's loaded in the middle of the 7 o'clock block here on 96 by the Fan. You're home for Kansas City.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.